But first of all, I want to welcome Lucy and ask her to tell us a bit about how she reads the Bible and how she's found this whole Bible in a year thing.
Okay, so when we first talked about it, I like reading the Bible, but I often read another book and then read bits of the Bible that are relevant to it, and I was worried about fitting in the amount of time to keep up with it, because I already get up at 6 and I'm already quite busy all the day and I don't really watch much television, so I was trying to work out where I could fit it in. So we went old-fashioned and got some audio CDs, which is David Suchet. It's the same version as Bible Gateway. You can do it on phones and stuff as well. And I've been listening to it in the car on my commute. And actually, I kind of felt at first like I was cheating a bit, because if I didn't do that, I wasn't going to keep up. But actually, listening to it aloud has been quite a nice different perspective compared to reading it on paper. Some of the bits that I would normally find hard to kind of not just skim over, where it's lists of names and lists of places and descriptions of like borders and things, there's a kind of a rhythm to it, and that would have been how people would have heard those texts for thousands of years that have read aloud. So it's actually been good, and it's made me more keen to kind of look back over it on paper a little bit separately as well. And that's helped me keep up, definitely.
Right. And what's your favourite verse at the moment?
I struggle a bit with favourite verses, because I think sometimes they're a bit out of context, but a story I like to talk about a lot and often do assembly on is the story of the workers in the vineyard, and just the idea of grace and the idea that our value to God is the same, whether or not it looks like we're doing a good job, whether or not it looks like we're successful, we're all just worth the same to God. So I love that story.
Fantastic. And if you're trying to encourage people here on this, what hint would you give them, or encouragement about reading the Bible?
Sometimes it's a bit like kind of watering a plant. Like, you might not think when you're doing it that there's much point. Like, there's bits that I've read, especially some of the laws in Leviticus, and it's like, this is really boring. But then it's interesting then when you have that information, it soaks in, and then you go into sort of life, you see things and you think, actually, then some of the disputes I deal with kids at school, it's like, this is just like people have been arguing about property ownership and rumours and things for thousands of years, and actually you realise how much is still common to now. Even when you're reading it, the relevance isn't always that obvious.
Great. Thank you, Lucy.